All right, everybody, I want to walk you on to the first episode of Dad Talk. We got me, Papa Twan, and my man.
Got your man, Buddha, a.k.a. Nate.
Yeah, we're going to talk about today, we're going to talk about 2017-2018. And in 2017, we're just talking about, I mean, if you set any goals, how did you accomplish them? If you did accomplish them, how did you do it? If you fell short, why did you fall short? What could you have done better? I mean, for 2018, it's basically about goal setting. How are you going to accomplish the goals this year? Now, we're not talking about New Year's resolutions. We're not talking about any of that type thing. I mean, New Year's resolutions, that's great. That's cool. If you want to go with that, that's cool. But I'm talking about really when you set a goal, you got to have an action plan. So we'll go into that after we talk about 2017 mishaps or 2017's ups. You know what I mean? So first, I'm going to start off with Boot.
Well,
what you got for us, man?
Man, just keep it all the way real, man. That's how we gonna do it, man. Me, personally, I really didn't set too many goals. I'm not even gonna lie. I mean, I made resolutions. I said I was gonna, you know, start saving here. I was gonna start, you know, being more productive and everything. But, you know, you run into other things. Life hits you, so, you know, you might say, here, I'm gonna start saving. And then you might bump into another thing and, you might get into a spending habit, but it's always something that's going to throw you off of what you say you want to do.
Yeah.
But it's all in how hard you want it. Are you willing to make those sacrifices to want that change? You can say 1,000 times, oh, I'm not going to do this. I'm going to do this. I'm going to do that. But how many times are you going to put that action into effect?
Facts.
So like in 2017, I really feel like that all I did was talk. I can talk a good game, but I felt like I really didn't put the action in. If I put the action behind it, right now, my 2018 would already be in effect, put it like that. I wouldn't have to be going into 2018 like that. I would already be in my 2018 if you feel what I'm saying.
So, right. Nah, I respect that, man. And that's what a lot of people don't understand is that you can set a lot of goals or you can set a lot of plans for the year in, like people are, oh, 2017, I'm gonna do this, man. I can't wait. Yeah, I got that. But their actions didn't really match what their words were. So when you add that up, it looks like, all right, now the result is what you end up going into 2018 and where you at now. So, I mean, my perspective in looking at 2017, I'm the same way. I mean, I didn't really set a whole lot of goals. I planned on doing a lot of different things, but again, my actions didn't really add up to what my words were saying. And saying that, meaning that when I say, you know what, I plan on starting a business. I didn't start a business this year. And because I got misled on my perspective. Like, I would look into something, I would do so much research. Instead of doing the research first, I actually said I'm gonna start this business instead of doing the research first.
Right.
So
right.
You really gotta look at it as do the research first and say I'm gonna start. Then stop telling people everything you doing.
Bro, and that's it. That's it. That's exactly the thing.
Stop telling people everything you doing.
That's exactly the thing, because if you're gonna sit there and tell them, yo, I got a plan. I mean, I'm gonna do this, and this. And I mean, your plan's laid out to the T. You know, when you do the plan, it's gonna work out. But then when you're sitting there telling other people, all he doing is sitting there is picking out little bits and pieces that he can use to do and take to make his things better.
Not just that, they looking, they might be that discourager. Somebody is just like, somebody did that, or, it's no way you're going to do that. You still at Lowe's, or,
yeah, they basically what it is they see you with a plan that they know will work out so good. But they like, damn, why couldn't I think of that? So let me get him off his game and let him know he can't do it. Just keep trying to get it into your head that you can't do it so that he can try to do it to discourage you getting it away from it.
I mean, real soldiers move in silence. I mean, this is coming from dads right here. I mean, I'm a dad of three.
I'm a dad of one. She's only four, but I mean, that means nothing. Father's a father.
So when you come in and when you say dad talk, this is... this is really the perspective is coming from us, like dads that we're actually grinding every day, waking up every day, trying to do better. When you look at it on a perspective of trying to thrive, especially as a business owner or an entrepreneur, and as a dad, I mean, I know there's many dads out there that's trying to do kind of the same thing specific. But when you look at the topic that we're talking about on 2017, on the goals that we're trying to set or plans that we set in 2017 and we didn't accomplish them because we set out and we were talking about these goals to everybody else, and we had some discouragers or even people who was like, ooh, that's a good idea, and they didn't really mess with it. I mean, you got to look at an aspect like, look, I had a lot of shortfalls in 2017, and I think I had a lot of good things happen too. On perspective that I have been awakened, basically.
You know what I think it is, bro?
What's that?
I'm gonna honestly tell you what it is. For all people, whether you're woman, man, child, we'll say one thing. Okay, for instance, let me give you an example. I'll say my New Year's resolution is I'm not gonna drink beer anymore. Mm-hmm. Okay, so I'm gonna say I'm not gonna drink beer anymore. But yet I'm still going to continue to hang around the same people that were drinking beer that I was going out with, and, you know, kind of basically just talking to get attention. That's what I think it is. It's people will say a resolution, but only talk to get attention because they're really not. Why should it take one day out of the year for you to tell somebody, oh, I want to change? Why? What is one day out of the year making any difference? This should be an everyday thing, and that's where it goes back to the 2017 saying. You're making a resolution. Honestly, I don't believe in resolutions because you're making it for no reason. You're doing it just to say it.
Yeah.
You should put that action into effect 365 days of the year. Yeah. You shouldn't have to say at the end of every year, oh, this year I'm doing this, this year I'm doing that. Why are you letting everybody know your next move? It shouldn't be like that.
I agree, man. Like you when you do those goal setting things and you set up what you got set up, I mean, keep it in that tight circle. Like, I mean, you don't want to, like, I got a family of six. I take care of my niece too, but I got a family of six.
Which I feel you're a great man for that. Great father.
Big
for
ups.
That, you know?
Big up. I mean, I respect that.
This man right here is, man, I'm telling you, I don't care how much money you cats got, no taking nothing away from none of you cats, but this man right here, brother, I'm talking about, is a father plus more, man. I'm just letting y'all know that here is a thorough man right here.
I appreciate that, Buddha. I definitely appreciate that. And I do try, man. I do try. And hey, I'm not perfect.
I try. Don't. You're cutting yourself short. You're doing. Stop saying you don't try. You're doing.
I appreciate
bro,
that.
Bro, you're doing. You're doing and you have been doing, bro. You are someone that I look up to, bro. So don't ever think that if you ever think like, man, I'm lacking, bro. I'm here looking up to you, bro. I'm thinking like, bro.
Respect that.
We here together. You see how this is something we're gonna build, bro.
Yeah,
I'm telling you.
Definitely.
I mean, that's another thing. We gotta uplift each other too.
Absolutely, man.
You know what I mean?
Like, absolutely.
As black men, we have to uplift each other. Okay, you know what I mean?
And as fathers, I mean, whether it be a black man or fathers, too, man. Like a father's real. Like it's not easy being a father in this day and time when we have so much technology. When I was growing up. Like, I mean, I grew up, my grandpa was my father. I mean, my dad, it wasn't always his fault that he wasn't there, but my grandpa basically raised me, and I respect, that's the man I look up to the fullest, is that's where I get my guidance, that's where I get, every step I take is from my grandpa, you know what I mean, because he gave me the right guy. Like, you, if you don't work, you don't eat, and you have to provide for your family, you know what I mean, plain and simple. But going into retrospect that, as a father, it's not easy in this day and time because you have so many things that are going against you with technology and TV, and there's so many things out there that really, not, and that's just a small, I didn't even mention everything. That's just a little couple things that are going against you. So you really have to be, you gotta be lion-hearted out here. I mean, really, to be a father, because your kids are going to, deal with so many things that you don't see, that you really have to be on top of that. So I say, really, in 2017, I learned that. Man, my oldest is 11. I have 11, a 10, 11, a 9, a 8, and my 6. Okay. And I got a 6-year-old niece that I take care of. Now, all the things that they may have to do, I can't see it throughout the day. And when they come home, they may not even tell me everything. But as a father, you really got to be ahead of the game and be able to kind of counteract that.
Question. In 2017,
yeah.
What do you think was one of your greatest accomplishments in 2017?
My greatest accomplishment in 2017, I want to say that being able to see both of my sons playing football and me coaching one of them, and that, I want to say that the football aspect of it, I hate to say it, that was one of the biggest accomplishments to me. And I'm not gonna lie, one of the other biggest accomplishments to me, I always sought out to do different things, but barber school, like this whole year,
was to jump out and try something new and
to stay with it. Like
right.
During coaching, from like July to September, kind of took a break from school because I was coaching, but I'm done with barber school. And a lot of times that I do things, I've been in retail for the past 15 years, and that's consistent.
I'm right there behind you. You know what I mean? I've got a nice little 5-6 in.
But barber school and football, probably the biggest accomplishment I had this year is, I want to say that. And accomplishing the fact that, I mean, the biggest awakening for me was like, yo, that there's so many things I could have done, is that I wasn't consistent, man. I wasn't consistent in 2017. And that's one thing I know, that going into 2018, I have to be consistent. I have to hold myself accountable on being consistent.
Right.
I mean, that's the biggest thing. But my biggest accomplishments, I see successful wise, was coaching football and learning from it, and then being consistent, staying in barber school, and I'm learning. You know what I mean? But going into 2018, I know the biggest thing is accountability and consistency, man. Yeah.
Now, me, on the other hand, can I say I had any successful goals? I can say yeah, but I can also, it's a yeah, no thing. Because at the same time, I did accomplish, you know, trying new things. You know, I coached my daughter's first T-ball team. You know, assistant helping you coaching my first year coaching football.
You did a great job.
Trying,
bro,
different things as far as stepping out, because I don't like getting comfortable, because when you get comfortable, you get content.
And you get placive.
I think that's where it comes back with people making resolutions. They make a different resolution every year because the one they make, they get comfortable with that for a whole year, and it takes them a whole nother year to come up with something else that they're gonna be comfortable with doing. You can't be comfortable doing the same thing. Try something new throughout that whole year. Instead of making a New Year's resolution for a year, make a resolution for each month.
Yeah, each day.
Each day, each week.
Yeah.
Why does it take year for somebody to have to make a resolution? Yeah. Like, I feel like that's just like, kind of like a cop-out.
I was about to say it's a cop-out.
I think it's a cop-out.
And people are used to saying, oh, everybody does New Year's resolutions.
Everybody.
And they just, after the first 3 months, 90 days, people, just like people set New Year's resolutions to go to the gym. But they say that's the biggest time in the gym, from January to March. People are in the gym hard. After March, people just fall off.
Yeah, exactly. People are like, I'm saving money. You know, they'll save money for the first 2-3 mm-hmm. months. Until taxes come around, and then until somebody calls, say, yo, bro, let's go to this concert, or let's go out.
I was taking vacation.
But where is that? Where's that resolution? Where's that resolution that there then? Like,
where's that accountability?
It's supposed to be all year around, not when you feel like it.
Yeah.
So, like, and it goes to what you said, accountability. You have to hold yourself accountable.
Yeah.
If you're going to make a goal, hold yourself accountable.
Mm-hmm. No,
but you can't.
Full hearted.
you can't hold yourself accountable halfway.
Mm-mm.
You have to make
all the way in, man.
A sacrifice.
All the way in. All the way
in. You have to
give up some stuff. Whether it be time, whether it be money, you really have to give up some stuff, man.
And if the people around you can't accept that, then it is what it is. Like, that's your life. So
all right, Buddha, I'm going to ask you a question. So, for 2017, what are some of the things, I would say top three things, that you think you should have did to set yourself up for 2018? And the things that you look at just going through 2017 and saying, all right, these are the things I'm going to do in 2018 now. But what do you look at just going through the 12 months that we've been through from January to January of 2017, or January to December, what are the things, give me top three things that you think you could have, just narrow it down to the top three things
that I could have did
to set you up for 2018, to make
one
to make
thing crime. That yeah. I know that I'm real big on, that I know I should have been, was working on my credit.
Okay.
Working on my credit, because
ooh, top one, ooh, that's the top one, yeah.
I'm at a young age to where, like, look, man, I'm not getting any younger. I like to do better. I don't like to settle. So having that being said, getting my credit in order would have then set me better to have a better car, you know, get better things for my family, for my daughter, you know, provide a better life for the ones around me, the one that I love.
Absolutely.
You know, second thing, I think what I lacked on was my attitude. Because your attitude also goes a long way, bro. It goes a long way
everything.
With everything you do. Whether you're a businessman, whatever you do, because how you carry your attitude is how people view you. And I kind of think I gave people a different version of me that wasn't really me. So that's one thing that I think I lacked on, is giving people control over me by me showing, you know, different attitude by not keeping a level head, you know?
Yeah, and your attitude is what you can...
Yeah, so like, yeah, you know absolutely. What I mean? So like, my attitude is one thing that I think that I need to work on that will progress a lot, because that'll let people know, okay, you know, this man, he got, you know, you can't knock him off his game. No matter what you say to him, he's going to stay focused. You can't get to him no more. He's not that high-headed. You can't bother him to where it's going to throw him off his game.
No, your attitude is going to allow you to open a lot of different doors, man.
That's another thing, too.
Attitude is everything.
And one thing I do think that I lacked on that would have put me in a better situation for 2018 was consistency. I was not consistent at all. I would say I was going to do this, I was going to do that, I was going to do this and do that. But all I was consistently doing was talking.
I heard that. No action, bro. Hey,
all I did was consistently talk.
Yeah.
Talk a bunch of bullshit. That's all I did. Like, and if I put as half as much action as I did into that talking, 2018, like I said, would have already been in motion. And that's just, and those are my three things, my three biggest things that I think were, like, not my downfall. That would have been my strong suit already going into.
Yeah, and that's why I asked that question. Those three things, and to piggyback off of that is, like, I mean, you're completely right about consistency. Consistency in anything that you're doing, I mean, is everything. So when you wake up and you set that goal needs to be in place when you wake up. And when you go to sleep, but when you wake up and you set out to do what you're doing throughout that day, it needs to be there.
It needs to be consistent. Throughout the day, because you can wake up with that mindset of, okay, I'm going to do this. But you might, throughout the day, bump into an obstacle that's going to try to take you off. But you got to have something that reminds you, look, you ain't knocking me off my game. You ain't knocking me off my focus, you feel me?
Right.
Even at night, say it before you go to sleep. Because when you go to sleep, you tell yourself that before you go to sleep. It'll be nothing but keep reminding in your head as you sleep, so you wake up doing it. Repetition will work too. Just keep doing the same thing, but you have to keep being consistent with it. So even in the morning when you're thinking about it, you know, throughout the day when something's trying to throw you off of it, and at night And the more you are consistent, the better the outcome.
No, you're absolutely right, man. And I understand. And I go off of mine. I ask you the question. I'll ask myself the same question in the top three things.
So
I thought.
Like, what were yours? Like, what were your top three? Like, if
I want to say one of the first one, and I'm gonna go off a piggyback off of yours again. Is consistency. And consistency was probably the biggest thing with mine. You know what I mean? Like.
We got to kind of.
Just a little bit of what we got. Just make sure it's. Maybe we need to get closer. Oh, come on. Yeah, basically, consistency, man. Like. I want to say I fell. I wouldn't say I failed on it, but I wasn't 100%, man.
I feel like we lacked on consistency.
I definitely did. That's number one thing I did.
Yeah, was consistency. I think we both did. You know, we work together, so you know, yeah. we talk a lot, you know, and we kind of uplift each other, you know, and kind of give each other insight. So you know, what I mean, we both can say. For the plans that we both kept saying we were going to do, yeah, I think we did lack consistency. Because I think if we were consistent in what we were saying, our plans would be in motion right now. But there's nothing wrong with that because, you know, like again, things happen to where like obstacles come in the way to where you might have to push it back, but you still have to remain focused and know, okay, yeah, I might be two steps back, but I'm about to go harder and get these five steps forward. So, I mean... It's not a bad thing to lack consistency because you learn from lacking of consistency.
Yeah. So, you just got to do better tonight. Like, the 2018, it's going to be basically focused on that main thing because that's probably one of our both the top. I didn't give you the second two. Second two, I'm just keeping it short. Second two, I'm not even going into detail on it. Second two actually is one of Buddha's saying thanks. Shit, I gotta work on my credit too. Shit.
Yeah, bro, that's big
thing.
Like,
man.
As a father, teach your kids about credit. Why would you let your child grow up to just have to just learn about? Listen, I'm 27 years old. My credit ain't the greatest, and it's not bad. But had I known about this 5-6 years ago, when I really started to get on my own and do all that. I would be A1 right now.
Right.
A1, like, that. I feel like that's, and it might not, it's no one's fault, it's just that, as fathers,
we need to make our kids aware.
Yeah, make them more aware.
Make them more aware.
To build better men, because there's a lot of kids out here that really don't know. You know what I mean? It's kids my age that probably couldn't even tell you what a credit score is. And I'm not even trying to be funny, but that's because
they have no
either guidance.
Either they were privileged and didn't have to deal with it,
like, so
or
like,
they were underprivileged and their parents didn't even let them know about it. And yeah, I mean, I'm not blaming the parents, but that's what this being a father is.
Yeah,
dad, like, I mean, dad talk, real stuff. And another one of our episodes will be about that. Explaining and breaking that down because it's important. Not just in a credit aspect, but... It's just an aspect of managing your financials and exactly. Teaching your kids how to do that. Like in 2018, believe me, but I've been doing that. I've been teaching my kids because they've been learning from my mistakes.
Yeah, I can see that, boy.
They've been learning from my mistakes.
You, well, you didn't instill that in them. I know you.
I've been trying to say that for... They know. Yeah. I mean, they know a lot of these things because we... Especially as a father, you want to... A lot of the stuff that you go through and a lot of stuff that we're dealing with, your kids will learn from that, but you have to be honest and true to them.
Yeah.
Don't try to hide.
Don't lie. You don't have to.
Be real. Be real with your kids. You know what I mean? Like, they'll learn from it. And
that's all it is.
Be real and let them know, like, those mistakes that I went through, I did it. Not I did it because you won't have to go through. But now that's in general. I went through it, so now you don't have to go. You know what I went through and saw the downfalls and everything that came out of it. You know what I mean? Don't get me wrong. I'm not like living bad. I'm doing decent. I'm good.
Yeah,
but I could be a lot better if I just.
We're gonna do.
If
better.
I could learn from all the other.
Better.
Yeah, you know
we're
what I mean.
We're gonna do better.
And but like, you have to be real with your kids though, and that retrospect, like
yeah.
Retrospect, just be. keep it 100 with your kids. Don't try to sugarcoat stuff all the time, because they're not gonna learn from you sugarcoat.
And not to jump off the topic, you know, but yeah, with this with the 2017-2018 topic, going into 2018, I'm already going into working on my credit. I'm already going to working on being more consistent, because the more consistent I am, the better my outcome will be. You know, so like, again, you didn't hear me not once say anything about a resolution. I'm not making one, because I feel like that's a cop-out. I'm just going to do.
Yeah, actions.
All actions, no talking. That's the movement. That's my movement. I'm going to brand that so no one steal it. That's my movement. All action, no talking.
Yeah, man, it's all been, you got to stay true to yourself, 2018, and that's what we'll go into, and we're going to pretty much cut this short real soon, and just really give insight on what 2018, in my eyes, and then Buddha give you his point of view, but in my eyes, this is how it is, man. Like, as fathers, I mean, we all, not as fathers, as families, as men, but especially as fathers that have kids, man, we support each other, man. It takes a village to raise a child. And when people say that is real. Like, I'm not perfect, you're not perfect. It takes a village to raise a child. Everybody has different insights that can help my kid. I have different insights that can help yours. Like, when we look at it in retrospect, like, stay true to yourself, keep it real with your kids, but it takes a village, man. And going into 2018, this is what I'm looking at. And this is where we're going to end it with. And Buddha's going to give his point of view on it. But this is where I'll end it with my words. That, look, man, I say take 5 to 10 things, whether it be goals or plans that you have. Take those 5. Don't go too in depth with it. But take those 5 to 10 things, whether it be a career goal, a family goal, a spiritual goal. Take those, each goal, but set an action plan for each goal, daily, weekly, and monthly, if you look at it. I mean, this is just what I'm doing. You don't have to do it, but I'm just looking in to what I think might work. Now, this is what I'm going to do, and I'm going to stay consistent with it. And just like, one of my goals is to stay consistent with dropping a podcast once a week for the next 52 weeks.
Dropping knowledge on you cats, my man.
And dropping,
because that's what we're doing. From dad's point of view, kids' point of view, women's point of view. We want to hear everything, because again, we're all dads out here. We all go through it all. Nobody's left out. This is the 2018 we're talking about. This is dad's time, you feel me? Dad talk, this is what we doing. But I mean, to kind of piggyback off of what he said about the 2018, like, be consistent, stay focused,
and accountability, man.
Of course there's going to be obstacles that's going to throw you off, but the one thing you have to do and notice is you can't give up. Don't give up. Consistency. That's the key. If you're consistent, everything else will fall into place. Consistency with your actions and everything will work out.
And hold yourself accountable, and surround yourself around people that's doing the same thing.
Definitely. If you're not surrounding yourself around the same people that have the same vision, you're going to do nothing but drive yourself insane, because you're going to get the same results. Like, honestly, you're going to get the same results. You hang around and do the same thing, you get the same results. So one thing I do challenge you guys this week on the first podcast to do is do something that you have never done before that is going to challenge you, that is going to make you work.
Right.
That's what I want. That's what I want, you know? So to make your life, it'll make your life better, because it'll show you that, you know, you can do anything. Stop settling. Just because it's comfortable doesn't mean it's okay. Always want more and better. Just be consistent with it.
Gotta be.
And that's all I got right now.
And that's what we're going to end it on, that type time. We talk about goal setting, action plans. Do these things. You can't set goals without an action plan, man. You can't say, hey, you know what? I'm gonna save $1,000, or I'm going to save $10,000 this year. How are you going to do it? What daily are you going to do? What weekly are you going to do? Check. Make a checklist of it. Look at it daily. Set your vision out, man. Don't do it alone. You get your partners with you. But again, when I say keep that what your goals or comments, keep that circle tight. Don't tell everybody. Don't put this on Facebook. Oh, I plan a duel. Yes, don't do that, man. Don't, because then you got, and you don't get 10 likes.
Write it down and put it in your room. Write it down and so you see it yourself for a reminder.
Put it in your mirror. Put it in your
car. You don't need to remind other people of what you're doing. Remind yourself of what you're doing.
Absolutely, man.
You don't need validation from Facebook or anything. That's one thing I'm going to work on too. I put shit on Facebook. I need to stop. It does nothing but bring problems. I'm not doing it for validation. It's social media. That's the way they get us. We need to do more of this. You know, have dads talk to the kids and everything instead of everything being on social media.
With all that being said, guys, I want to thank y'all for tuning in or listening, family, friends, for the first episode of the year of Dad Talk. Like I said, we're going to be consistent. We're going to have one a week. This one was our first one.
First one, man.
Yeah, right, man. We winged it.
Put it like that. You know, we had a plan, but we winged it. But so I mean.
So those all of y'all who listened straight through and not turned it off. Hey, happy y'all listening. Stay tuned for the second one. Again, this one we just kind of put together. I mean, the format was basically 2017. What were our mishaps? What were our downfalls? What were our wins? 2018. Hey, this is what we're going to do. Now, the next 51 weeks of podcast, hey, it's going to get more in depth. I mean, we're going to talk about more. Hey, some of the topics may be funny. Some of the topics may be serious, but we're just going to get into there, and hey, man, I'm glad if you did listen to the end. I'm glad you did. Stay tuned for a lot more to come.
Yeah, a lot more to come, because there's definitely going to be some good dad talk on here. So stay tuned, and I'm telling you, you're definitely going to like what you hear.
Hey, big ups. I'm Papa Twan.
It's your boy, Daddy Nate.
Thank you for listening to Dad Talk.